It's the A to Z of occupations.
This week, it's A for accountancy. And I'm talking today to Joanna McGovern, who is Managing Director of Brendan P. Byrne & Co., a tax firm based in Bexley. Hello, Joanna.
Hello, Mark.
Hi. Now, tell me a bit about how you got into accountancy.
It was my father, actually. I was at art college and not sure how that was going to turn into a career. And my father was an accountant, and he'd heard about a new accountancy qualification called the Association of Accounting Technicians. This was back in the 1980s.
Right.
And he thought it sounded like a really good thing to get started in accountancy. And he recommended I join the course at the local college. So I joined the course, and the local college recommended that I try and get a part-time job with a local accountant at the same time. So I did college part-time and
right.
working part-time,
right.
which is how a lot of people do it now with apprenticeship.
Right.
But this was obviously a new thing back then.
Mm.
So I wrote to all of the local accountants in the area where I lived and said, would any of them like to employ me on a part-time basis so I could attend college?
Yeah.
And a few companies came back, but one of them was actually an accountancy firm, very similar to the accountancy firm I now run.
Right.
It was a small local business with a couple of partners with sort of similar qualifications that I wanted to aim for, and they employed me, and I worked for them 4 days a week, and I went to college 1 day a week. And that's very similar to, funnily enough, my apprentice now. She's doing the Association of Accounting Technicians all those many years later.
Right.
She's at college 1 day a week and works for me 4 days a week.
So
a very similar start.
Yeah. Do you have to have a kind of brain for finances and money and understand, have a sort of a good understanding of that before you start working as an accountant?
It certainly helps if you've got good math skills.
Yeah,
That certainly helps, because a lot of what you do with finances is mathematics.
Mm.
So it helps if you've got a good understanding of numbers and things like that.
Mm.
But it's also, it's a whole range of skills, talking to clients, explaining things. You have to know a little bit about law, because that's what tax is. It's, every year there's a budget, and after the budget they come up with a finance act, which is tax law that goes in place. So
right.
every year you have to understand those changes in that tax law. So it's a range of different skills, but certainly math is the most important one.
And I suppose, do you deal a lot with individuals, or is it more companies that your firm deals with?
It's about a three-way split.
Right.
We have about a third of them are companies. And for those companies, we do all sorts of things for them in their finances, not just taxes. So we would do their accounts, their bookkeeping, VAT returns, payroll, all sorts of things for them, as well as their taxes at the end of the year.
Mm.
About a third of our clients are small local businesses. So that would be plumbers or corner shops or hairdressers.
Mm.
And about a third of our customers or clients, they are individuals, people that earn enough money to have to pay tax. So they might have investments such as property that they let out or something like that.
Right.
So it's about three-way split.
I mean, I know that the first time I tried to do a tax return on my own, I messed it up completely, and I found it quite stressful. So I guess it must be satisfying for you to sort of make it simple, so people, basically walk away feeling that they're happy. Okay, we've all got to pay taxes; it's the fact of life. But you kind of make it straightforward and easy for people, I guess, and that must be quite satisfying.
The idea is that we're a link between you, the taxpayer, and HMRC.
Right.
We understand what HMRC needs.
Mm.
We also have some quite clever software that talks for HMRC systems as well. So.
Right.
We pay for that software, which that you as the ordinary individual doesn't have.
Yeah.
Everyone has the ability to do their own tax return through a personal digital tax account with HMRC. That's like their government gateway account.
Mm.
And HMRC like people to have one, But obviously, when you log in to try and do your self-assessment tax return on that, there's pages and pages and pages of questions that you have to go through. It's like a minefield.
Yeah.
Whereas we help you, we just tell you, these are the things that we need. We create what we know is the taxable income. We calculate that for you. And then we submit everything to HMRC for you and have calculated what we think is right already.
Yeah.
So if you like, we're presenting HMRC with a fait accompli with this is what we believe the tax to be. And, you know, it's very rare that HMRC would disagree with us. Occasionally they do. But we have to do 483 tax returns every January. And it's quite a lot. So we tend to have, you know, quite a good experience of all the different types of things that HMRC could challenge. So we kind of preempt that before, really. Yeah.
Any kind of, I mean, funny stories, but any kind of interesting or strange things you've had to deal with over the years in terms of perhaps what is or what isn't, you know, accountable for tax?
I don't think anything strange or funny. I think most things, it's difficult for most people to understand that income is taxable because of, you know, they've done it the same way for years and years and years, and suddenly they realise it's taxable. Normally what people, you know, the stories we get are people coming in and they're sitting in my office absolutely baffled that they could be have to pay tax on something, you know, all this time. You know, it's not something that's normally particularly interesting or funny. It's normally actually, I don't want to say the word sad, but people normally are a bit surprised.
Yeah, and I can imagine,
You know, generally things are not, you know, are not funny or interesting. Normally they're just surprising and shocking. People come in and they go, oh, really? No, I didn't realise that.
Yeah.
And it's things like where they've had a change in circumstances, like, for example, inheriting a house and then renting it out.
Right.
Or you know, a sad situation like getting divorced and then suddenly realising that, you know, you haven't got a home anymore, and suddenly your tax situation changes, or normally the stories are not they're normally something that people come to me and they need help to get through you know, through those things and trying to understand it and get to the bottom of what they really need to declare.
Yeah.
So generally taxes aren't particularly funny. Yeah, and they're normally quite, you know, people normally, I mean, I think I would hope that people coming into my office are quite relieved when they leave because they know that it's all going to be dealt with.
Yeah.
But generally when they come in, they're normally finding out something that they never knew before.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to change their mindset about it.
No, that's great. And lastly, presumably you would recommend accountancy as a sort of an occupation for people to consider.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one of the things, I mean, I've had a very varied career. As I said, I started off doing the Association of Accounting Technicians, which is a very good grounding, but I went on and qualified as a certified accountant. I also then qualified as a tax advisor, and then I qualified as an international accountant. And then I've travelled all over Europe and the world and Australia doing accounting for big businesses. I then became a commercial director of a French company, and then started looking at accounting in terms of, you know, contractual values and things like that for very big numbers, you know, £1 million numbers. And when I got to, you know, that point, you know, working in the city, I realised that I was spending so much time, you know, not at home. Then I circled back round and went, well, I think I'd like to go back to my roots, back to doing tax returns again, because it means I can, you know, work from home or work locally to home and have a bit more of a quality of life. And because of that grounding in taking those exams right from the very beginning, I was able to do that. I was able to ring my professional body. I do my professional developing exams and courses every year, and I was able to ring them up and say, you know, will you help me, you know, go into practice? And they said, of course, you know, no problem at all. And, you know, settle back into practice within just a few months, no problem at all.
I guess we'll always need accountants and people handling tax, won't we?
That'll, it's certainly that'll... something know, that level of expertise and professional qualification, it's a really good grounding, and everybody has to pay tax, so everybody has to understand, you know, the calculations that go behind that somehow, and we'll always need an expert to help them through that.
Well, that's lovely. Thank you very much for talking to me, Joanna. You're Managing Director of Brendan P. Byrne & Co. And, thank you very much indeed for your time.
No problem at all. And if anybody needs any advice, we're always here.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.